Okay, good morning. We are Hilchos Megillah Purim, and we're going to be doing the Krachim today. Okay. Taf Resh Pei Chet Aleph. Krachim Amukafim Chomat Mimot Yehoshua Binun. So, walled cities, right, large cities that were walled, from the time of the days of Yehoshua Binun. So we know that the story of Purim, throughout all the Persia, wherever, it all took place. The end of the war took place on the, which day? 13th of Adar. So they rested on the 14th, and the holiday became on the 14th. But in Shushan, they were still fighting for another day, and that ended on the 14th. So they rested on the 15th. So the holiday became on the day that they rested. So because Shushan... it was an extra special event, and they wanted to make an extra special, and it was appropriate because that's when they rested. So Shushan, they wanted to make it on the 15th of Adar every year, the holiday. So now Shushan was a walled city, so they basically wanted to model it after Shushan, any walled city, and that would remind us of Shushan in particular, especially since Chazal weren't planning on Jews living in Shushan, or what you might call nowadays Hamadan, forever in Persia or Iran. So therefore, they made any walled city also celebrate on the 15th. Now, from what time? So it's Machlokas in the Gemara, if it's from the days of Achashverosh, when the story took place, or if what we do is we follow the days of Yehoshua. Why? Because there was a big busha at the time for Eretz Yisrael, because all the cities that used to be walled, and especially Yerushalayim, were no longer walled because of the Churban. So we wanted to pick a time when the cities in Yerushalayim and in Israel were walled, which I know to be the most appropriate time would be when a lot of the main cities were walled. That's when Yehoshua came in, and Yehoshua was all about Kibush and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So no greater time or person to pick than Yehoshua. Huh?
No greater era.
There you go.
Was Shushan walled from the times of Yehoshua?
Then? No. Yeah. So, but Shushan was the place where the miracle happened. So they made Shushan. They had to pick. Should it be Achashverosh versus Eretz Yisrael? And so they chose Eretz Yisrael. And the exception was Shushan. So always Shushan, even till today, you would read in a walled city. Read there on the 15th. So let's read again inside. Krachim amukafim choma mimot Yehoshua binu nafilo ena mukafim nachshav. Doesn't go by what's walled now. It goes by what was walled when Yehoshua entered Eretz Yisrael. So those people in a walled city, korim betet vav, right? That's on the 15th of Adar. That's what we call Shushan Purim. Afilu heim bechutz la'aretz. It doesn't matter if it's in Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz, although that's, I think Shushan is the only city that we know of. Shabura points out, Europe for sure was not, he says, I don't know if he says that Europe was not very inhabited at the time, and it's not even a question, any place in Europe is for sure was not walled at the time of Yehoshua. I'm not a historian, but Lamaisa, we don't worry about anywhere except Shushan and Eretz Yisrael. V'afilu ein behem asara batlanim. Now, in Shulchan Aruch Paskins, again it's a machlokas and Rishonim, do you need to have asara batlanim in that city? So we hold you don't need asara batlanim. Perush, betelim, imalachtim, voskim, betzorchei tzibur. These are people who either didn't work all day or didn't work part of the day, so they'd be available in shul for in particular for davening purposes, but they'll be around there learning and for tzorchei tzibur. Okay. Vehu shehukaf v'acharkach yashav. Now, this is more of a academic detail because lemaisa doesn't matter so much. In lemaisa, vehu shehuka has to be what's a walled city. It had to first be walled, and then right, the people who wanted to build a city, they build the wall first for safety, and then they would move in. V'acharkach yashav. Oh. Or they inhabited the city because they have to live somewhere while they're building, and they build it around them. But when they first inhabited the city, it was with the intention of building the wall around it. La fuke to exclude kishanoda shiyash atchila alda shalol akifo. And that's to the exclusion of when you know, going back 3,000 years ago, that you knew that it was built not to have a walled city, and then later on, at some point in history, they made it walled. Aval mistama, but generally the assumption is clearly the hukfa ulavasof yashva, that it was first built, and then they inhabited it, or they inhabited it with the intention of building the wall. The wall.
Or they built more houses afterwards.
Okay, so now, let's see, are you ready to move on?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Bays. Yeah, we are. Bays. What?
How much of a wall is a wall?
Bays. V'chein akfarim anirim imahem. And so too, any city that can be seen from one of these walled cities. Right, you're standing on the ground, and right, obviously you're not in a helicopter. You're standing on the ground. No, there's a discussion if you're standing on top of a building. But certainly, at least if you're on the ground, looking at one to the other, and you can see each other, afil einam smuchim kegon shehim bahar, even though they're not close by. In other words, you could see it from a mountain. O shesmuchim lehem, or they're right next to them, but you can't see each other. Why? Afilu einam nirim, imahem kegon shehim ba'emek. You can't see because it's lower down in the valley. All right, in the valley and below the wall, and you can't see. Ubilvad shelo yu rechokim yoter mimil. Now, with the exception that it cannot, or the Tanai condition, it cannot be farther away than a mil or 2,000 amos. Now, this happens to be a big discussion in the poskim. Does it mean, when we say it can't be more than 2,000 amos, that's certain, everyone says that's referring to if you're nearby. But what happens, actually there's an opinion that says it's only 141 amos if it's just nearby. But to keep it simple, let's assume for samuch you get 2,000 amos. But what about seeing from a distance? You know, you can see from a hilltop much further than 2,000 amos. So it's a definite machlokas rishonim and how to understand. If just seeing visibly, if you're limited to 2,000 amos. It seems that the Mishnah Berurah primarily sides with the opinion that it could be even farther than 2,000 amos if it's visible. But some say, no, it must be within 2,000 amos, and that's generally the opinion, at least for the purposes of saying a bracha, for some poskim, including Chazan Ovadia, and Sephardic poskim. Okay. Ubeshushan, afopi she'ena mukafet choma mimot Yeshua, korim betedvav. Now, of course, Shushan, even though it wasn't walled, or we're assuming it wasn't walled during the days of Yeshua, you still read on Shushan Purim. That's the name of the day, Hoil v'nase bo'anes, because that's where the actual miracle took place. It's all because of Shushan. Okay. Let's go on. Here, I'll just point out something very interesting. This is interesting in Bir Halacha, and it has quite a few interesting ramifications. He points out, so we said, a walled city keeps Shushan Purim. What about if you're next to a walled city? So if the main city that we're talking about is destroyed, so then it's a machlokas, and the Bir Halacha says, then you don't read on Shushan Purim. When we say it's that samuch, that's only if that it's an active city that's still reading on because people live there on the 15th. So then, whatever samuch is also nigra acharav. So
if
to
living there, then you don't have that there.
If that's correct. Well, if there's nobody living there, then that's correct. You don't. If there's non-Jews living there, but no Jews living there, so then he writes, you still read on Tedvav. So that's, I'll just say it right now. There was a big machlokas what to do in between 1948 and 67, because the main part of the walled city, really, of Yerushalayim is the area of the Ir Atika. And therefore, that's the assumption. So therefore, there were no during those years there was no Jews living inside the old city. So what should you do? So there was a big discussion what to do. Lamai said that I think everybody, I mean, different poskim wrote tshuvas on it, Frank and others, that they, anyways, Lamaisa, they did read in adjacent Yerushalayim on the 15th, like Shushan Purim. That was the, that's what was Lamaisa done. There may have been some people who read on the Yadalit, it may have been a Machlokas, I'm not holding, but that was the general, the Psak. So, okay, so, and then the other case, so also, right, and so if, also, samach, we generally say, so, yeah, so that's what we just said. If it's destroyed, you wouldn't. If there's, so what the Bir Halacha says is if, he doesn't say that case of Yer Atika. He says if there were non-Jews living in the city and a Jew went into that city, if the Jew went into that walled city that's lived by Goyim, then for that Jew, you would read on Shushan Purim. So how he would paskin on Yer Atika, it sounds like you, not like what they would do. Not like what they did. Anyway, so that's interesting. And another case is, what happens if you have a walled city that's only a Suffolk walled city? It's a maybe, which is most of the cities that, basically it's all cities nowadays except for Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the only city that nowadays, we read it only on Tetvav with the Bracha, outside of Shushan. That is the only city. So therefore, any of these Suffolk walled cities, what if you're adjacent to a walled city? So the Mishnah Berurah here also paskins, you only read on Yodalid. And one exception, if you're a Talmid of the Chazanish, so the Chazanish paskin in Bnei Brak, you keep, you would keep 2 days, Misafik. So he would read it on Tetvav. Why? Because it's continuous all the way to Yafo. And Yafo is considered a Suffolk city. So, but basically all other poskim say you don't have to keep 2 days in Bnei Brak at all. Chazan Ovadia writes it's good as a Chumrah. But anyway, so that was the opinion, of, that was, as far as I know, Das Yachid of the Chazan Ish. Okay. Let's go on. Did we read Gimel? Not yet. Okay. Kfarim va'ayarot gedolot uchrachim she'ena mukafim choma mimot Yeshua binun korein be'yudalet. Okay, so everybody else, that's what, you know, all of us do who don't live in a walled city, so then we read on yudalet. Right, simple, the first day of Purim. Dalet. Krach shehu safik im hukafim me Yeshua imlav. Now, you have a walled city, but it's a safik. You're not sure if it was walled at the time of Yeshua or not. So then what do you do? Korin b'yudalet u'betetvav u'belelehen. So then you read 4 times, both times, on yud, right? Night and day for yudalet and night and day for tetvav. Do you say a bracha on both of them? V'lo yivarech ki'im b'yudalet shehu zman kriya l'ro v'olam. So when do you say the bracha? You only say the bracha on yudalet. So that's what we do. Whenever it's a suffix, you read on yudalet with a bracha twice, right? Night and day. And then on tetvav, you read it twice, night and day, without a bracha, because that's what most do. So number one, you're going after the rov, and we don't say suffix brachos on that one. We only say suffix brachos on the second day, not the first day. So it also is interesting to point out, the Gra, others, I think the Mishnah Berurah or the Shaar Tzion, that it comes out, if you hold, if your day is Tetvav, even if like you live in Yerushalayim, and you read it with a bracha on your Dalid, you're Yotzei B'diavad. Okay, we'll see if you read again. So generally, and if you were to read again on Yerushalayim, so according to Minag Ashkenazim, generally you would read again with the bracha, and Sephardim would generally not. We'll see more about that soon, about reading on both days or not. There's an interesting question by the Rashal and the Bach. They ask, how come you don't say a bracha on both days? We know we say both days on Yom Tov. Whenever there's a Yom Tov Sheni, even though the Yom Tov Sheni is only Midarabanan, so then how come there we say a bracha? So again, the answer might be pretty simple for you. For you, it may not be a question, because here we're dealing with the day itself, the second day, is a suffix. We don't know. Chazal weren't koveya the second day you have to read. It's just a pure suffix. When you have a pure suffix, you don't say an extra bracha. Sveikos der suffix brachos lakula, because brachos are only derabanan in general. But when it came to Yom Tov, they established as a din, they're a koveya both days. It doesn't matter if the original reason might be misafek, minhag, whatever the original reason was afterwards, or because of whatever the reason was, they were koveya both days as a vaday Yom Tov. So therefore, it's not really an analogous question to compare to one another. And the Taz also points out there are koveya that the second day should have Kedusha Sayom. And if you don't say any kind of brachos, you kind of lose the, that's what makes Kedusha Sayom. And that was their whole takana, is to say brachos. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Mishnah Berurah points out, if you're only chayev in one day, let's say the 14th, you can't read it for someone who's chayev on the 15th, and vice versa. So that's what he first writes, that's from the Pre-Chadash, but then he says, based on the Pre-Megadim, but you, Bediyevet, if you have no choice, and that's the only person who could read for you, then you are Yotzei Bediyevet. Okay. Here, just a short thing about different neighborhoods outside of Yerushalayim. Okay, so it's just interesting, as historically Yerushalayim has been growing for the past 75 years, there's constantly been different machlokas on which part of Yerushalayim should read one day or 2 days, just on Tetvav, or also both days or not, or just Yodalit. So that's been an ongoing machlokas. Pretty much now everyone agrees for all of Yerushalayim nowadays, since it's so well built up and continuous from the old city, everyone reads only Tetvav and not Yodalit, including Armon HaNatziv, Bayit Vegan, Hadassah in Kerem, Har Nof, Givat Mordechai, Neve Yaakov. Just interesting, there is one place, because of Rav Tukhanchinsky, he was very adamant all the years that parts of Yerushalayim should only keep Yudalit and not Tedvav. So his yeshiva in Eitz Chaim, till today, they still read it on Yudalit. But they get somebody to read, I think it's without a bracha, and they get someone from outside Yerushalayim to read. So perhaps he says it with the bracha. Because it doesn't matter where you physically are, it matters if you're chayav or not. You could be, let's say, in Beit Shemesh, and saying it with the bracha on Tedvav, because you're chayav. Like if you're chayav in Yerushalayim and you just happen to be here, you're allowed to do the mitzvah anywhere in the world, because you're chayav. Anyway, so that's just a side point. So I'm not exactly sure what they do, but I know they do read on Yudalit, even though it's in Yerushalayim, that's in Yeshiva Eitz Chaim, and they get someone to read. For sure they read on Tedvav with the bracha. That lemaisa they hold of everybody else. I'm not sure if it's Lezecher. I mean, now things change. Lemaisa, the facts on the ground changed from when Rav Tukhanchinsky was around. So I think it could be just more of a Zecher. I'm not sure. Ramot in outside Yerushalayim. So again, it depends if you call it part of Yerushalayim or not. So generally the Ashkenazim and Temanim, they all keep only Tetvav, and the Sfarda Kehilas based in Chazon Avadia keep Yudalit and read it on Tetvav without a bracha, and they treat it like a suffix. The main issue of Ramot is because it also depends which Ramot. I'm not sure if it's continuous or not, if you have a break of 2,000 amos or not. I'm not sure. Again, every city has its own list of criteria to figure out. So it may or may not have a break of 2,000 amos, but it certainly is nir'eh. That's one machlokas. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to go by nir'eh, even if it's beyond. And Rav Shlomo Zalman holds, it doesn't even go by, even more so, he holds it goes by if you're the same area, the same municipality. So since they're paying to the taxes of Yerushalayim, that's koveya. So according to Shlomo Zalman also, it's not even a question. For sure, Ramot, you would keep only Tetvav. Similar is Mevaseret. You keep one day or not, so that's a similar idea. There, the minhag in general for the people who live in Mevaseret is they only keep Tetvav. I think they have the same municipality of Yerushalayim, and it's also visible. But it would be the same machloket as Ramot. Okay. Let's see. I think now's a good time. Just quickly point out some cities that are a suffix. All right, just so you have a background if you're traveling in Israel. So, what cities are a suffix and you keep? The first day you dalid with the bracha and tetvav you read without a bracha. So one is Hebron. Another one is many hold Haifa is another one, the same. Again, not all, many of the bit, but I think most shuls actually only keep yadalid, but I think most postgames say Haifa should keep both days. Tveria, for sure, is a suffix. The Gemara mentions that already. The question is one of the walls was the ocean, the Kinneret, the lake. So is that considered? So that's also a suffix. But Lamaisa, the minag is Tveria Tachton, everyone keeps like 2 days, a suffix, but not the Tveria Elite. There it's considered separate, and Lamaisa, they don't keep both days. Yafo, they keep 2 days. Yericho, also it's a machloket, probably they should keep 2 days if we were living there. Lod as well, it's a machloket, also what to do with Lod. Many say they should keep 2 days. Aza, they should keep 2 days. Akko, Kiryat Yarim, Svat, Kiryat Arba, let's see, Shechem, and
Telstone.
And Beresheva is a machlokas. So many say you should keep 2 days for Beresheva, although the minag most of them is not to. Here, just a few cities that are discussed, but it's pretty clear everyone just keeps only Yodalid. So the first one is Beit Shemesh. That's who we are. So again, real quick about Beit Shemesh is, first of all, it's a suffix if Beit Shemesh was a walled city.
Originally.
In other words, we know there's remnants of walled cities, but we don't know if it's from 1,000 years ago or 3,000 years ago. We have no idea. Again, it could be some of us do know. Depends how much you hold of carbon dating and all that kind of stuff. But anyways, was it exactly at the time of Yeshua is a question? Then the places that do have, where we see, or it might be Tel Yarmut, or near, right by Dalid, there are places. So those places, again, we don't necessarily know which was, even if we say that Beit Shemesh was walled, we don't know which walled, which area was. And Lamaisa, all those places are not inside the city. Right now, it's right outside the city, and what's there is completely in ruins. So therefore, the halacha, it's not even a question. So as Beit Shemesh grows, I mean, that's what everyone is saying, and nobody says to keep 2 days. All the Rabbanim, yes. Exactly, yeah, all the Rabbanim.
Oh, there is, okay, we got some already.
Who?
There is, that's his name, it's a Rav.
No, I know there's a Rav. There is a Rav who goes around and tells everyone to keep 2 days. But all the poskim of the city, Lamaisa, keep only 1 day and are not even Choshesh Misafik whatsoever. But yes, that might change with archaeologists and other agendas, and or just as the city grows. Because those areas, Lamaisa, are right outside the city.
Just find more.
But if you just keep growing the city, and it could become the... And anyway, so we'll see. Bnei Brak, what? Bnei Brak, we mentioned, is for sure everyone holds 1 day except the Chazon Ish. Shiloh is 1 day because the city is right outside of the old Shiloh. Be'er Sheva, most keep only one day. Beit She'an, Beit El Zamachloket, Givat Zev, 1 day. Damascus, most keep 1 day. Meron, 1 day. And Tel Aviv, 1 day. That's just
What's the Shiloh about Yericho?
Yericho, it was considered
the walls were destroyed.
Yeah, but it was there.
I'm not exactly sure.
It was completely destroyed. It's not supposed to be rebuilt.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It matters what was a walled city during the time of Yeshua. Even if it's destroyed, you still have to keep. You still keep only Shushan. No, if you know it was.
Hold on. It was destroyed and it was not supposed to be rebuilt.
It doesn't matter.
That's the problem.
No.
It was destroyed and not supposed to be
rebuilt. Even if it's destroyed, and never rebuilt, and Asur to rebuild forever, you still keep only Shushan Purim if you were to know for sure Yericho was built. In other words, our Yericho, where we have Yericho, is a suffix if that was...
Oh, so that's the question. If this Yericho is the same, I think so. Jericho is the same as the original Yericho?
Also, I think another issue was it may have been destroyed before he entered. It's a whole discussion. You know, it's a whole discussion. Yericho is a discussion.
If you were in China and you happened to be in the
city, it's a good question.
You would be holding 15th.
I'm not 100% sure what the suffix is. Okay. Fine, so we will continue tomorrow.
Shkayach.